From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Trump's executive order limiting immigration to the U.S. from seven Muslim-majority countries has led to widespread confusion as refugees, green card holders, students, and workers were detained Saturday at American airports or barred from boarding international flights to the U.S. President Trump spoke about his executive action.
We want to ensure that we are not admitting into our country the very threats our soldiers are fighting overseas. We only want to admit those into our country who will support our country and love deeply our people.
Thousands gathered at international airports in the U.S. and elsewhere to express their concerns about Mr. Trump's travel ban. John Finland was among protesters at New York's JFK airport.
People are not being let into the country. It's not what this country stands for. I'm an immigrant myself. I'm an American citizen, but I was not always an American citizen. And this is just fascism.
And a federal U.S. judge has issued an emergency order temporarily barring the U.S. from deporting people from nations subject to President Trump's travel ban. President Trump will hold talks by telephone with three world leaders today, one day after speaking at length with Russian President Vladimir Putin, four other world leaders as well. White House says Mr. Trump will be speaking with the King of Saudi Arabia, the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates, and the acting President of South Korea. During Saturday's call with Putin, the two agreed to cooperate on efforts to defeat the Islamic State group and work together to establish peace in Syria and throughout the world. This is VOA News. Syrian media and key monitoring groups say government forces outside Damascus have regained control of a freshwater spring that supplies the capital after reaching a deal that allows rebel fighters dug in at the site to withdraw. The government advance sets the stage for an end to a nearly six-week standoff at the supply village northwest of Damascus. That began when a December 22nd explosion at a key processing plant occurred that blasted diesel fuel spewing in the river, contaminating supplies and creating severe water shortages that upended daily life for most of the capital's 5.5 million residents. Four of the five Pakistani rights campaigners and bloggers who mysteriously disappeared from several cities earlier this month have returned home. Police, relatives, and sources confirmed Saturday that the noted rights defender, Salman Haider, rejoined his family. Haider, a progressive poet and university lecturer, was on his way home late January 6th when unknown men intercepted his car just outside the national capital of Islamabad and took him away. Three other missing activists have also been freed and rejoined their families. They were also abducted from and around the eastern city within the first week of January. Human Rights Watch says children detained by Iraq's Kurdistan regional government on suspicion that they have connections to the Islamic State are alleging they were tortured. The children, who have not been formally charged with the crime, recount being held in stressed positions, burned with cigarettes, shocked with the electricity, and beaten with plastic pipes. HRW estimates more than 180 boys under the age of 18 are currently being held without informing their families. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued his first weekly address to the American people since taking office a week ago. In a 2.5-minute video issued on YouTube Saturday, Mr. Trump lists his administration's accomplishments after a week in office, saying this administration has hit the ground running at a record pace. Everybody's talking about it. We're doing it with speed and we're doing it with intelligence, and we will never, ever stop fighting on behalf of the American people. He did note that among his administration's accomplishments over the past week, he has issued an order to prepare for repealing and replacing Obamacare, the broad health care reform package implemented by the Obama administration. He says it's about time. Trump also noted the withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a trade agreement involving a number of East Asian nations, as well as Chile, Peru, Canada, and Mexico. He says that would have been a disastrous deal for workers. He said withdrawing meant the United States could negotiate one-on-one deals that actually protect American workers. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.